the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We heard today from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, a church with which St. Paul had many struggles and many issues. And we need to understand that what he says to them, we need to understand in its context, because he says that we, meaning the apostles, as he had just referenced, that we are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. If we were just to read those sentences without any sort of context, we might think that St. Paul was telling the Corinthians that they're doing well. He's a fool, but they're wise. He's in disrepute, but they're held in honor. But no, in fact, what St. Paul was doing was he was admonishing the Corinthians. You can see this at the end. He says, I urge you then to be imitators of me. And so what St. Paul was saying ultimately is, why is it that somehow you are treated and you view your own selves in your own sights differently than we are treated as apostles, than we view our own selves? And ultimately, St. Paul, of course, is trying to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. And he's saying to the Corinthians, why is it that you have this Lord who was dishonored by this world, who was put to shame by this world, who was hated by this world, and yet you are loved by this world. You are honored in this world. He's telling them, Corinthians, something is not right. And so we continue, brothers and sisters, to read this message written to these Corinthians 2,000 years ago, because it applies to us Kansans, to us Wichitans, to us Americans, whoever we may be, the same message applies to us. And we have to ask ourselves the question, are we seeking the praise of this world? Are we seeking a good reputation in society? Are we seeking to please others? Not by serving them, but are we seeking to please others by giving into the ways of this world? Because if we are, then we are not the imitators of Christ, and we are not, as Paul told us to do today in his epistle, we are not being imitators of him. Because our Lord Jesus Christ was despised by this world. He was hated by this world. And so we ought to also examine our lives and to make sure that we are not trying to fit in with this world, but that we are doing one thing and one thing only, and that is proclaiming the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. But so often we look at other things. One of the things that we often look at as a church community is, are we growing? What are our numbers? And yes, that can be a sign of health. It can be a sign of health. But it's not a sign of health in a vacuum. It's only healthy if we're growing and at the same time we are proclaiming the gospel message. Because ultimately that is our responsibility. Jesus Christ told us that our responsibility, remember the parable of the sower, is to go out and sow the seed. To go out and teach and to preach and to live the gospel message. And as St. Paul mentioned earlier in this epistle to the Corinthians, he talks about how he planted seeds, Apollos planted seeds, other apostles planted seeds, but he says God gave the growth. It's not our responsibility. to be, quote, growing, except in our spirituality, except in our preaching of the gospel. And we pray for God, if it is His will, if the seed would fall on some good soil, to give us the growth. We have to ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, are we living according to the gospel? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Or are we living according to the gospel of the Pharisees? Because so often, religious people, including us Orthodox, I would say especially us Orthodox, can start to become and can start to emphasize and to live the gospel of the Pharisees. The gospel of the Pharisees focuses on external things. It would ask us questions like we so often ask ourselves, or we think about whether we are living a good Christian life. How often do I go to church? Am I here every Sunday? Am I here at every service? If so, we think, pat myself on the back, I'm doing pretty well. I'm a good Christian. Do I pay my tithe? Do I give alms to the poor? I do that. I'm a good Christian. Do I follow the fasting seasons of the church? We might say, yes, I do. Or no, I don't, but I do a lot of them, and I do the best that I can. But we're focused on whether we abstain from certain types of food or others. You see, this, brothers and sisters, is the gospel of the Pharisees. That's what we heard. Jesus constantly railed against the Pharisees because those things were their focus. And you see, it's reported back to me as it was reported back to Jesus and to His disciples that some people misuse our words. Say, Father Aaron said, you know, it's not that important to fast or to give our tithe or to come to church every Sunday. No, that's not what I said. I said the same thing as Jesus says. He assumes that you're doing those things. That you're coming to church and you're saying your prayers at home and that you're giving alms and that you're fasting. That's assumed. Jesus says to His disciples, do those things that the Pharisees do. The praying, giving alms, and the fasting. But don't be like them. Because they neglect the weightier matters of the law. In other words, the more important matters of the law, which is justice and mercy and peace. And so if we just examine our lives as Christians and we think, well, I'm praying and I'm fasting and I'm giving some alms, everything is good. No, everything is not necessarily good. We have to ask ourselves, are we focusing on justice for those who are oppressed? Are we showing mercy to those who are in need? Are we seeking peace with our family, our friends, our neighbors, our enemies? Those are the things that Christ asks us to do. It's assumed that you do the others. So please don't report back to me that I'm saying it's not important to do those things. It's assumed that you're doing those things. But what we push you to do even further is to show justice and mercy and peace. We have with us today, we'll be speaking here at the end of the Divine Liturgy at our announcements, we have the Executive Director for Hope Ranch for Women, Mr. John Borsig. He's in the back there. He'll be speaking again at the end of liturgy to speak to us a little bit more about Hope Ranch for Women. I don't want to steal his thunder, and I don't know as much about the organization, of course, as him. But what I do know is that they focus on the weightier matters of the law. They help to serve women who have been taken out of or come out of sex trafficking, women who have been victimized, who have suffered, who have been discarded by this world. And it's an organization that was founded by Christians and continues to be run by Christians, including John himself, who has served as a pastor. And this, brothers and sisters, should be our focus. To support organizations like Hope Ranch, to support organizations in our community, in our own church ministry teams that help uplift these organizations, because they are doing the work of God. And we need to support them and encourage them and be there by their sides, not just giving money. It's wonderful, they need money to exist. So I'm not saying don't give them money. Again, don't misinterpret my words. But also there can be opportunities for us to actually serve people in person, face to face, or to do things with our time and our talents that can help those in need. So let us never neglect these aspects of our charitable giving and our almsgiving as well. But in the meantime, what I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, is that we are called to be imitators of Christ. We are called to imitate St. Paul as he imitated our Lord Jesus Christ. And to remember that we cannot care about the things of this world. We cannot care, we should not care how this world views us. The only thing about which we should care is our fidelity to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will teach them the word of truth.